Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mike.
We're going to talk today about the treatment of gout. Gout is monosodium urate crystal deposition disease. We often regard gout as a threshold disease in which the long-term goal of therapy is to prevent the recurrence of gout flares and reverse prior signs of the disease by achieving and maintaining sub-saturating serum urate concentrations. The resolution of urate crystal burden may require months, maybe even years to attain, even after you achieve sub-saturating urate levels by either lifestyle modifications or drugs. Treatment to prevent recurrent gout flares are strongly indicated when patients present with multiple gouty attacks annually or with clinical or imaging findings that indicate joint injury or the development of tophi as well in selected patients with renal disease or stones. So preventing these recurrent gout flares, progressive gouty arthritis, and tophi require long-term use of drugs that reduce serum urate concentration, and this can be done either by enhancing renal excretion of uric acid or by decreasing urate synthesis, or perhaps by both. The choice of specific drug therapy depends on several factors, including side effects and adverse effects. The poem that Mark found was published in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2018. It starts on page 1200. It attempts to answer the question, do febuxostat and allopurinol differ with regard to cardiovascular safety? Mark, how do you evaluate the safety of these two drugs?
Yeah, this is interesting because kind of like last week, it's comparing a newer drug to an older drug. So allopurinol has been around forever as a way to lower uric acid levels in patients with symptomatic gout and frequent recurrences. Febuxostat is a new drug that does more or less the same thing. So which one is better? Gout is known to be an independent risk factor for cardiovascular events, and the manufacturers of febuxostat have been asked to do safety trials for that reason. So, you know, these patients are at increased risk for cardiovascular events. So in this trial, they recruited over 6,000 patients with known cardiovascular disease and gout. They all had elevated serum uric acid levels, and the goal was to lower that serum uric acid level to less than 6 milligrams per deciliter. The average age was 64 years. Not surprisingly, over 80% were men, and 70% were white. This was a non-inferiority study, so a no-worse-than kind of study. They defined non-inferiority as a 30%, as no more, I should put it this way, no more than a 30% increase in the risk of a cardiovascular event. So if it only increased 29%, it was, quote, non-inferior. That's a pretty high margin. You know, I would say that a 25% increase in cardiovascular risk is probably pretty important, and I'd want to know about that. Anyway, they titrated the doses to get the serum uric acid below 6. They treated patients for an average of 2 years and had a follow-up of 3 years. About half the patients at some point discontinued the study drug. Similar rates between study groups, which indicates that they were similarly tolerated. But at 5 years of follow-up, the mortality curve separated, and there was actually higher cardiovascular and all-cause mortality in the febuxostat group compared to allopurinol. Cardiovascular mortality, 4.3 versus 3.2%, so that's a number needed to harm, where harm is cardiovascular death, over 3 years of 90, which is quite a bit, actually. That's a pretty significant risk. You know, one in 90 patients who you give this drug to instead of allopurinol will die of a cardiovascular event after 3 years. So that's not good. All-cause mortality, similar. Number needed to harm was 70 over 2.7 years, 7.8 versus 6.4%. So again, significantly increased risk of any death. The overall dropout rate for the entire study was 56%, so that is a concern. Were patients who continued to take these drugs different than those who didn't? But, you know, in general, I think, you know, based on the results of this study, there was no difference in efficacy in terms of the number of flares per patient. And there was this increased cardiovascular mortality and all-cause mortality risk with the newer drug, febuxostat. So bottom line is, for patients with gout who require treatment, not everyone who has a single episode needs treatment, but if they have repeated episodes and an elevated uric acid level, I would go with allopurinol over febuxostat for its safety.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.